Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Huge NFL news, which is that a grand jury does not find enough to criminally charge Deshaun Watson. 9 accusations, none of them found to be criminal. Civil suits still exist. They can or may not get settled. Doesn't matter anymore. Deshaun Watson now has been cleared of any criminal wrongdoing. So if you were a team that was holding back because of the prospects of him maybe going through a lengthy criminal trial or even worse, going away for a bit, that's off the table. Now you're talking about a guy who's not played in a year, but is certainly a top 5 or 6 quarterback in the league, in his mid-20s, with a lengthy contract already signed. Go get him.
I've been told
that Seattle is already preparing an offer for him.
Well, I told you that.
And using, someone else told me that. You suggested it. I confirmed it. If you remember, I went. Remember?
Okay.
You asked me to text someone, remember?
Fair enough.
That Seattle's already looking to flip the first-round picks they've already gotten for Russell Wilson to put in a deal to go get Deshaun Watson. The Washington Commodores are now saying, God darn it, why did we make the deal for Wentz when we did? Deshaun Watson's available. Miami Dolphins are now saying to themselves, gosh darn it, we should have kept our mouth shut and done the deal and kept Flores here. The New York Jets are now having an internal conversation. Yeah, we're going to be active.
They're not
trading
for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, we're
going to
spend a lot
Watson.
Of money.
They're not trading for Deshaun Watson.
Are we
going
to go get Deshaun Watson?
No. No. A couple of things. Deshaun Watson has a no-trade clause. So that is a huge thing.
I know for a fact he would say yes to coming to New York.
Okay, that's not my point.
I'm just putting it out there.
I'm just giving the information. He does have a no-trade clause, so he does have the power in this. Other than the Texans negotiating a deal with a guy not on his no-trade list or not on his list of teams he wants to go to and presenting to him, okay, this is your only shot. If you don't accept this trade, we'll just keep you. So there is like a game of chicken that could occur between Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans. But I think the market's going to be robust. I think the package they get back is going to be greater than the package that Seattle got for Russell Wilson. I really do. I think we're talking about 3 number one picks as opposed to 2.
Great.
Maybe instead of a Noah Fant, a player like that.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be such an expensive deal to make because he's younger than Russell Wilson.
Make the deal. Much as I think and hope that our guy's going to be good, I know what that guy is.
I've already invested a year.
How do you not make that deal? That's such a no-brainer.
Because I've already invested a year in Zach Wilson. I've seen him grow towards the end of the season and show improvements. And now what I want to do with my cap space and all my draft picks is fix a lot of the issues I know I have. Yeah. I don't know if I have an issue at quarterback. I may have the answer at quarterback. I've got a guy who's making a lot less money who, for all I know, could turn out to be better. The odds are he won't
be. Odds are he's not going to be better.
I'm not giving
up. Or even as good.
Craig, you may be right. I'm not giving up a quarterback or giving up on a quarterback after only 1 year when he showed improvement
late in
the
season. That's not how you should view it. I'm surprised you're viewing it that way.
I'll tell you why. Because
it's not giving up on Zach Wilson. It's acquiring a guy that you know is one of the best in the league. Like, to me, like, Zach Wilson might become a good quarterback, might become a great quarterback. Mm-hmm. Today he's not. I have a guy sitting here who I know for a fact is great. He's a generational talent.
I can keep the
Get this guy.
But I can keep the quarterback that may well be as good, if not better, while using all of my capital and all of my cap space to improve. Why are you so mad at me? Why are you mad at me?
Because
we disagree.
You're a practical thinker, usually.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to give you an option. It's only right, my brain processes this, okay?
Go.
All right. In this hand, you have a lottery ticket for next Friday's lottery. You might win. It might not win. But you have the ticket, so you have a chance, right?
Yeah.
In this hand, you've got the winning ticket for tonight's Powerball. But the next Friday lottery is going to be worth a couple more bucks. What are you doing?
I have to give you something for all that cash.
Yeah.
As opposed to keeping all of those things and winning with my lottery ticket.
Unbelievable.
I just blew up your argument.
No, this is the first time I can say you're being totally impractical. Sometimes you're douchey, but not impractical. This is so... You have a guy, the hardest part of his life is behind him now. He's... No criminal charges.
I'm not talking about that. That's not even my fear.
The guy's ready to play. He's a generational talent. And we just so happen to have the cap space and the draft capital.
Because I may have my quarterback and I can fix all
may,
of those.
That's the key word is may. And you may not.
But Craig, once I spent, and look, here's where I admit it. A year ago when we had this conversation, I was all in. Are you listening or are you just so mad at me?
I'm listening and I'm getting angry with you.
No, don't get angry. Just hear me out. Last year, I was all in on Deshaun Watson. It's because I never had Zach Wilson. I never got to grow with Zach Wilson. I never experienced Zach Wilson. We just spent a year of this kid developing, and it was ugly most of the time, but towards the end of the year, we saw significant improvements. Mm. You even said it. This kid can make any throw.
Yeah.
This kid's got great athleticism.
Yeah.
So why not continue to watch him develop and marinate while building a really good team around him and acquiring a DK Metcalf if he is available and acquiring big-time pass rushers and acquiring a cornerback and acquiring a tight end, all the things they need. They need a lot of things. I want to do all of it while continuing to develop this quarterback.
Well, I don't want to develop a quarterback. We've done it our entire lives.
We just spent a year doing it. We can't give up on it now.
No, you can because there's somebody available who is never available.
I'm sorry.
You and I have spent our entire lives searching for the next great quarterback. We've never gotten him.
Yes.
We can get the guy right now today.
Right.
Who are we to say no to that?
I apologize. I completely understand where you're coming from.
You're completely impractical and wrong, sir. You get nothing. And 5 years from now, when Deshaun Watson's in his third Super Bowl...
I may regret it.
And you're going to say, I hope that kid coming out of Clemson's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to pimp slap you.
Craig, I admit that there is a good chance... that everything I'm saying today will look stupid in a year or two.
So why are you being impractical?
Because I want to ride it out more with Zach.
Why?
I just told you.
I'm giving you a guarantee.
Because I want to add a corner, because I want a pass rusher, because I want a tight end, because I want a wide receiver, and I want to see
if you don't
have
a quarterback, none of that matters.
Well, but I think I may have a quarterback, dude.
You may not.
But I may.
You may not.
What if he's better?
He's not going to be better than Deshaun Watson. I can tell you that much.
Well, because of 1 year in the NFL? I agree with you. By year two, we'll know. I will know by the middle of November if I'm an idiot who will regret this conversation or if I was right.
You're going to regret this for the next 20 years.
What if he's Josh Allen?
He's not.
How do you know that?
I've seen him play.
Did you see Josh Allen play his rookie season?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd he look?
Oh, yeah.
How'd he look?
Oh, yeah.
How'd he look?
Not great.
Okay. Josh Allen, and I admit this, this is why there's a lot of pressure on Zach, has to break through in year two. I will tell you this, Craig, in the middle of November, as you're negotiating a contract to leave me, we will know.
November.
If Zach. August. Zach Wilson is the answer or not. We're going to know. I admit that. But right now, with all these draft picks and all this cap space, I want to go all in on winning right now. I want to build a team around Zach, and I want to see what I've got. I'm not willing to take all of those chips. And Craig, you have to keep this in mind. It's very, very important.
Yeah.
You're taking all of these chips, and you're cashing it in on one player.
A quarterback.
I get that, but
generational quarterback, the one thing we have not had in our lifetimes.
I agree.
All due respect to the many men who have had the position. None of them have been any good.
Do you think I'm in the minority on this?
Yes.
Do you think if I put out a Twitter poll, I'd lose badly?
I hope so. Yes.
Okay.
But I can't seem to win these damn polls.
This would be two polls at once. By the way, on an update on the other poll that we had,
more important poll.
Which wing part do you prefer, drums or flats?
That's an easy win for me.
So we got a sample size of 3,200. Not a bad number. What did you say again?
I said drumsticks. Sonny said flat.
You're winning.
Of course.
54% to 46%.
Here's the reason, though. I'm a grown man. He's not. He's not.
He's not.
When he becomes a grown man, he'll recognize the error of his ways, too. He's a young man. He's not a grown man. That's all.
All right. Should the Jets try and trade for Deshaun Watson?
Yes or no?
Yes or
it couldn't
no.
be any simpler. Okay. And if you say no, don't ever call the show.
What kind
again.
Of campaigning
no,
is
just
that?
Kidding.
What kind of campaigning is that?
And just basically, vote your heart. Don't vote against me.
Craig's basically saying, if you vote no,
I mean,
you're an idiot.
I'm telling you right now. I know for a fact Seattle's making a buku offer to get him. I know that. I can tell you as a fact. An NFL personnel confirmed that there's a belief Seattle's
makes,
all over
makes
it.
Complete sense.
Makes total sense, yeah, because Pete Carroll ain't going to be a part of any rebuilding. They got to get a quarterback.
Do so. You want, it's not nearly
I think Minnesota has kicked the tires on it.
I think a
we
lot
know
of teams
for a
are.
Fact that Philadelphia would love to
and
bring
And remember,
him
they've got three first-round picks.
They have picks and a young quarterback that they would obviously trade with.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I want to break the tie. Sonny, you're a Jet fan, right?
Yeah.
Would you trade for Deshaun Watson?
Well, I will say I did just vote in the poll and said yes.
Bing! That's right. He doesn't want to walk home either.
True. Yeah, but he likes flats.
Yes, and he likes flats.
I was going to use that against him.
One out of two ain't bad. One out of two ain't bad. Here is James in North Arlington. Jimmy, what's up, buddy?
Well, guys, this is where why people love you and hate you, but you always seem to understand what the people think and a lot of times will never admit. Yeah. And maybe that's why you lose a lot of polls, because they don't want to admit that you're right. Sort of like your Wednesday show. People love it, but they'll never admit it.
Right.
The quarterback that you're talking about, there's never something about anything can happen. I mean, the guy could break his leg. But he is basically one of the best quarterbacks. He got railroaded. The guy really didn't do... I mean, look, if he was on the ins, like we know that some people did things, like we'll mention their names, and people liked him, so they don't want to convict him. They just didn't really like him, so they tried to convict him. Thank God the legal system went the right way. It doesn't always go the right way, but in this case it did. And now he's free and clear, and it's great because... What did he really do? We talk about, you guys always talk on the air about things that people do that are so much, like so bad.
Yep.
And they don't really.
Listen, I'll tell you this about Deshaun Watson. I think he would say this as well. He made some errors in judgment, no doubt about it. He made some calculated mistakes, no doubt about it. And I think he owns that now. But he didn't do what he was accused of doing. And that's a major, major difference. Like, you can have a bad decision that's not criminal. And a grand jury agreed that whatever these nine accusers claimed he did, there was either not enough evidence to support it or just downright wasn't criminal.
So do you want to trade for him or not?
Everybody's made bad decisions in life, including myself and you. And that yep. doesn't mean that we can't do the right thing. But people usually will hold things against you forever, and you understand that better than anyone.
Yeah, I do, sadly. But, James, real quick, you say yes, you want the Jets to get him if you're a Jet fan, right?
I've been a Jet fan. I went to the opening day game in Charlotte. And I know how good he is. I've been on the practice field. I've seen him practice. I've been lucky enough to cover the Jets. There's no comparison. And the Jets have a chance now but they're probably not going to be able to get him because you already said the teams that want him. And they're basically going to make it to business.
Well, here's the deal. Seattle, of course,
did he answer the question?
He said he liked them, yeah.
Okay.
He'd want them.
Eventually.
Listen, the Jets are in the deep end with any other team in football right now. Other teams have similar capital. Yes, I'm not going to deny that. Evan pointed out the Eagles have three first-round
picks.
No,
I disagree.
But the Jets are there.
The Jets have the best capital.
Because they have number four.
No, the New York Jets have the best capital. They've got two premium first-round draft picks.
Yep.
If they wanted to, yes, they can get him. That's not the question. The question is, should they? And right now, I got to tell you, 1,500 votes in 5 minutes.
Yeah, you lose.
You're getting your ass kicked.
No, I'm not.
You're getting your ass kicked.
Bunch of racists.
Should the Jets try and trade for Deshaun Watson? 62% say no.
Well, you're morons.
1,500 votes in 4 minutes.
You're either racist or you're just stupid.
How could you say that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A lot of the reasoning
you're stupid or you're both.
Which is, you're going to have to give up every valuable draft pick you have
good
that they need to use to fix what was a historically bad defense a year ago.
Yeah.
Do you remember watching the New York Jets?
I watched every play of every game.
Do you remember how putrid their defense was?
Yeah, part of that's because we were three and out on offense a lot.
Oh, that was the reason?
That was a big reason.
That is such BS.
Why is
that's
that BS?
That's a small part of it. They had no talent on defense.
Big part of it.
They had no talent on defense.
Big part.
And I told you that before the season even started.
Okay.
They need to add a corner. They need to add a safety. They need to add a pass rusher or two. They need players.
Great.
And while normally I'd say, hey, just go get the quarterback. You worry about that stuff later. You're set up right now to possibly have everything. You may have
except
the quarterback.
For the quarterback.
How do we know he's not?
We don't know that he is.
Craig, you called him Dan Marino a year ago. You told me he's our Dan Marino. We're going to win 10 games. Now all of a sudden he stinks. Get rid of him?
No, I didn't, but I want to be clear. I never said that.
Never said that.
I didn't say he stinks. Get rid of him. I said go get that guy because that guy's so much better.
He's more proven.
Isn't me saying that I don't like Zach Wilson. I like Zach Wilson. I hope he becomes a stud. But this guy over here, I know he's a stud. And we have a rare opportunity to now get a generational quarterback with no criminal issues. He's passed.
I'm not bringing up the criminal issues.
I am because that was an issue.
No,
for teams.
I get that. But in this discussion,
like the New York Giants come out and announce we have no interest in Deshaun Watson because of that.
Why
stuff.
Shouldn't the Giants trade for him?
They should.
The Giants
they have no money.
That is so overrated. By the way,
then go get him.
Hold on, they're clearing cap space right now. They've got the draft capital. And here's the difference.
If I were the Giants, I would do it too.
Here's why it actually makes more sense for the Giants than the Jets. There's no one on this roster, and don't waste my time with Daniel Jones, who could be your franchise quarterback. Now, you may be right that Zach's not the guy. You may be right. I told you, we're going to find out in 8 months. We're going to find out in the middle of next season if he's the guy or not. But the Giants make more sense than the Jets at this point.
No, I'm a Jet fan, so no, they don't.
No, I understand, but we're on New York Sports Talk Radio, and I am telling you, independent-minded, he makes more sense for the Giants. I just gave you my rationale.
Makes more sense. Neither team has a franchise quarterback.
The Jets may have a franchise quarterback. He's played how many games in the NFL?
10.
You don't know what he is yet. We have agreed we know what Daniel Jones is. Is that fair to say?
Yes, we're in agreement on that.
So if we agree that we know Daniel isn't the guy and Zach may be the guy, then the Giants are in more desperation to go find a potential franchise quarterback.
John Mara came out a month ago and said, we have no interest in Deshaun Watson. What if Joe Shane wants Deshaun Watson?
They should go get him.
Should I text Shane and say, any interest in Watson?
Yeah, well, why don't you ask Joe Douglas?
Why don't I ask Joe Douglas?
You're the one who's out here telling me about the Jets got to get him. You text the general manager, and based on his response, you tell us if he's going after him.
I'll tell you another team that has interest in Deshaun Watson. New Orleans Saints.
Well, they should.
New Orleans Saints would bring him in a minute. So we've got competition now. We're going to lose this guy, and you're going to make me angry. I'm going to come in one day next week or two, and Deshaun's going to sign somewhere else. And everyone's going to laud it as that team's now a Super Bowl contender. And I'm going to look at you, and your face is going to make me angry.
Can I ask you a question?
Your face is going to make me angry.
What confuses me is you don't
look at
even...
you. You're making me angry right now.
You don't even like sports, and yet you're mad at me over a sports opinion.
It pisses me off.
You don't even like it. And yet you're angry with me over a sports opinion. Think about that, Craig.
Because you're being, and I'll figure out why. I will get to the bottom of it.
Oh, I'll tell you the why.
You're going against everything you believe in.
I'll tell you why.
And that fascinates me.
I'm going to give you the reason.
Go.
And by the way, anyone listening, because I've seen some of the mentions, there are some Jet fans very angry with me, some Jet fans saying you're right on. Here's the flaw I have in this discussion, and I want to be open and honest about it. As a diehard fan, after investing a year in watching the slow development of Zach Wilson, it pains me to give up on that and the risk of him going somewhere else and becoming a superstar. And once I invested
FOMO?
Once I invest a year of watching Zach Wilson with the uncertainty of what he is, I can't give up on him. That's why last year at this time, when we all knew they would draft Zach Wilson, I wanted to make this trade 10 times over because I hadn't emotionally connected at all with Zach Wilson. Now I have as a fan, and it is totally fair, Craig, for you to say, come on, Evan, that's your reasoning?
Come on, Evan, that's your reasoning?
That's my reason.
You have FOMO.
Yeah.
You have a terrible case of FOMO.
Yeah.
And that, frankly, is beneath you.
Well.
Shame on you.
Well.
Shame on you.
Did you want me to lie to you?
Your face is making me angry. And just looking at you makes my blood's boiling. Boiling right now. Boiling. But I had wings, so I'm in a good mood. 877-337.
Supplied by this face.
6666. I'm going to close my eyes. We'll take a break in a second. But first, I'm going to close my eyes, okay, Evan? I'm going to move my finger down and up and down and up.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me when to stop blindly, okay? And that's the call I'm going to take. And whatever that caller says, I will say that call is representative of the majority. but I'm not going to look, okay? Down, up, down, up. You just tell me when to stop.
All right, I want you to... Wow, I'm kicking your ass in this
Come
ball.
On, tell
I
me when to stop.
I want you to stop.
Okay, and here is Joe in New Jersey. Joe, what do you got, buddy?
What's up, guys? Evan, I love you. I think your opinions are gold usually, but this is a unicorn of a situation. It's a unicorn of a situation. We never have a superstar at 25 to root for. I like Zach. Zach is fine, but...
Let me ask you a question.
I'm going to get wings.
Pardon
right
me a second.
Now,
winner.
Okay.
Oh, where are you going to get wings?
I'm going to go get wings and a pie, you know, from Brooklyn Square in Jackson.
Nice. Enjoy that and have a toast to me and to Deshaun Watson.
Here is the question. Here's the question I want you to ask yourself, and I want every Jet fan who's pro this to ask yourself.
All right, sir.
I'm going to give you a specific trade. Based on the Russell Wilson trade, I want to tell you a realistic package for Deshaun Watson, knowing where the Jet roster is, and I want you to tell me if you're cool with making the deal. You ready?
Go. Yes.
Two number ones.
Yes.
A number one next year.
Yes.
Quinnen Williams.
Yes.
Elijah Vera Tucker.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, yes,
You're
yes.
going to give up
yes,
three
yes,
number
yes.
ones.
Yes, yes, yes.
A left guard that may start for the team for a decade.
Yes, yes, yes.
And a tremendous defensive lineman. Arguably, your two best players.
Yes, yes, yes.
I could make that argument,
sure,
right? Quinnen
sure.
Williams, Vera Tucker.
Why not? Yeah.
You're
going to
give up those two guys and three number ones. Because, and I could be proven wrong here, that's what the package is going to look like. It is going to be multiple number ones. There's going to be a good young player. Maybe not two. Maybe I'm going too far.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to take. Now, really?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Yes, yes, yes.
I tried.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
By the way, if you're just tuning in, according to Twitter, with 3,000 votes in just 10 minutes.
Bunch
that's
of racists.
That's an amazing number in such a short period of time. 63% say they would not trade for Deshaun Watson if they're the Jets. That's what we call a landslide.
Is that right?
That's correct.
You guys can watch Mediocrity for the rest of your lives.
You called the kid Dan Marino.
Yeah, that's right. Guess what? He didn't win any Super Bowls either. 877-337-6666. Carton and Roberts on the Fan. I was trying to learn how to say yes in different languages, but... I couldn't pronounce it, so
See?
I can't. Like in Hawaii, how do you say yes? Any idea?
Aloha.
Oh, is that what that is? No, not aloha.
Aloha means hello and goodbye.
Not in Hawaiian, it doesn't.
Aloha means hello and goodbye.
No, it does not.
Yes.
No.
What is aloha
How
mean?
Do you say yes?
Oh, aloha.
Yeah. Aloha's not yes. Aloha's hello and goodbye.
I just said the one thing I knew.
Yeah. How do you any idea how to say it?
Oahe.
Oahe? How you spelling
I think
that?
It's pronounced, actually, I know this. I think it's pronounced break.
Break?
Yes.
No.
Are
it's pronounced
I-E.
I-E.
That's your response?
Yeah.
I think it's pronounced break.
In Hebrew, it's Ken.
Right.
In Hindi, it's Han. Hungarian, it's Ejen. Icelandic is Ja. Irish, don't know. Italian is C. Japanese is Hi. In Latin, it's etiam. Latvian, don't know. Lithuanian, type. Norwegian, ja. In my language, it's, oh, you bet your ass I want Deshaun Watson.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.